Daily Mite. Pride's fear of failure and refusal often prevents us from reaching out to love others. The truly loving are truly humble, and the truly humble are truly loving. You've got to admit an integral part of love is humility. It takes humility to be affectionate and to receive affection. If you really want to fall in love and accept real love, you have to be humble enough to forsake your pride and receive it. Because humility and love are totally inseparable. You cannot have love, real love, and not be humble. And you cannot have genuine humility without a lot of love. You cannot be proud and have real love. And you cannot have real love and be proud. Real love has to be very humble. This is true even of our relationship with the Lord. Once we've learned that God really loves us and Jesus died for us and that He cares for us, we have to yield and humble ourselves to receive the Lord's love. It's a humbling thing. But there's perfect rest in humility, because humility has love and faith without fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Love doesn't care what other people think. It just loves in spite of what they think. So be humble and love. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8.